This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It's State Representative Virgil Osborne in this morning ahead of a town hall event with the area lawmakers. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Good to see you.
Yeah, so talk about the event tonight. Roseburg City Council Chambers, talk about who's going to be there.
Yeah, so I'll be there. Court Boyce, our other representative from the kind of southern part of Douglas County, and Christine Goodwin, who has the extreme southern part of Douglas County, along with State Senator David Brocksmith. We will all be there tonight to answer questions. And I think we're each going to speak a little bit to how session went and what we did while we were in session. And then we'll probably, from there, open it up to questions and answers. And I'm sure it'll be an interesting night.
A lot of times in the summertime, you have the opportunities you don't always have maybe during the school year as much, or certainly during the session. Now, on an average basis, how much contact do you or feedback do you get from residents in an average week?
My email never stops. We get emails, you know, this time of year it's a little slower than it was while we were in session, but I get emails or phone calls, sometimes text messages, and then actually some folks just stop by my office almost daily. We probably make contact with at least a half a dozen people a day in one form or another.
What kinds of things do people ask about?
There's a lot of concerns about local issues. Some of those I have the ability to affect. Some of them I do not. And but you know, everybody always asks, and we never discourage anybody from asking. If there's any way we can help them, we certainly will.
I know that sometimes that's one of the issues you face as a lawmaker. Not everybody always understands that certain things are the counties or whatever city they live in to deal with, and while you might have an opinion, it's kind of out of your lane.
Yeah, for sure. Well, for instance, last night we had the Forest Accord meeting, and I had several local folks that own small woodland lots that had contacted me to try to put together a meeting with the state. We were able to do that. I personally, you know, don't have a lot of effect other than the laws were already made, so I can't really change a lot of it, but I can certainly help steer them into to get folks answers to their questions. And that happened last night, so that was a good thing.
Now, for the four of you lawmakers, how do you feel are you doing at working together for the region?
We work really hard together, along with our senator. David Brocksmith is somewhat the senior of all of us as far as time spent, and he does do a good job of presenting bills and pushing bills, and we all coalesce behind him and try to get on board and do the same thing. But we're all very transparent and very open to our community and our constituents, so I think we're a great team. We do a lot of work together, and we'll continue to do that.
As a Republican, I know some folks are already starting to look ahead to 2024. You've got some folks in the Senate retiring. Others, whether they will be able to run for re-election or not is still a question. What kind of process is involved in trying to find people to run to fill seats in the House or Senate?
Yeah, so interesting question. I have been assigned to the campaign leadership team for the House Republican Caucus. So what I will be doing is I will visit each of the counties in Oregon at the Republican Central Committees, and we'll be discussing vetting candidates and trying to get good people to run against some of our Democratic opponents. There's a lot of vetting going on right now. I don't think anybody's really came to the top, but we'll see what happens here in the next month. I think things will really start opening up in September when we can actually file to run.
I imagine there's times when you get people that are interested, but once they get partway through it and realize just what all is involved and the time commitment, maybe have second thoughts.
Yeah, there's a ton of time commitment that I didn't even realize there was that much. But once you're in, you're in, and I love what I do. But I think educating people when they're running for office, especially Senate or House, either one, that's happening right now to the folks that we're trying to vet.
What are some of the things that you probably didn't realize until you got in Salem?
Well, I have to say the part-time job is definitely not a part-time job. I still work every day. My typical day starts about 4:30 in the morning, and I work until I'm done. I mean, we return emails and phone calls and visit things. And right now, when we got out of session, I expected things to slow down a little bit. But actually, I have an event planned for just about every day all the way through the end of September and into November now. So it's a lot busier than what I had expected. But I'll tell you what, I'm really enjoying it.
What's maybe the hardest thing or most challenging thing about being a state representative?
The hardest thing is you do have, there's an element of folks out there that just think you can't do a good job. It doesn't matter what you do. You try to support and represent. It doesn't matter what side of the political spectrum you're on. I represent everybody in my district. But there's some folks that just, you know, they don't have a fundamental understanding of politics and how the House works, basically. And you try to explain that. And sometimes you get through, sometimes you don't.
And what about working with the governor, working with the other offices in Salem? How is that going for you?
That's going quite well, and I also have a policy guy that works on my staff. So between Austin and myself and actually my chief of staff, we have a lot of contact with different agencies. We will have things from DHS. People will have questions or concerns, and we'll work directly with those agencies. Most recently, Oregon Department of Forestry. This area has a lot of concerns with what's going on right now with the Forest Accord, so we work directly with them to try to answer questions and represent folks when we can.
And then what about the role of working with the county commissioners and other folks like that?
Yeah, so the county commissioners in Douglas County are great. I work with them pretty much every day of the week. We have some sort of conversation, whether it be email, text, or phone call, or in-person meetings. But there is lots going on in the county, and all of that runs, they run that parallel with us, so we kind of know what's going on and help them every chance we get.
Now, tonight, how long do you expect the event will last?
I think we have scheduled for 2 hours, starts at 6. I don't know how that's going to go. It kind of depends on the turnout. Last night's turnout for that town hall was we had a packed house. We really didn't have any more seating. So I hope tonight to be just as good, and 2 hours would be plenty.
And talk about what happened with that meeting last night.
So last night, I was contacted, I was contacted a few weeks back, or maybe a month or so back, by a local forest woodland lot owner that wanted some help with ODF and some questions, and he wanted a meeting. So I was able to put that meeting together last night, along with our commissioners, and last night was just great. We had a ton of people there, small woodland lot owners, that were able to get a lot of questions answered, and they're not happy about it, and we're not happy about the Forest Accord, but it is what it is.
And anything that you are particularly wanting to get done in the next session?
We have a lot of work to do on the crisis that is at hand here, and I think Measure 110 is a big focus for all four of us right now in the legislature. We're going to try to modify some of that, maybe increase some fines and penalties on drug use and drug abuse, try to get people back into drug court, try to get people back into a pathway out of their situation they're in, and help our homeless issue as well.
Do you feel like with the fentanyl situation that more people are looking at 110 again and wondering about making changes?
They are. We have tried several attempts to change 110, modify it, to add penalty to it, just to try to help the situation. And we've been blocked at just about every turn by our colleagues across the aisle. I think they're starting to pay attention now because constituents, even in very Democratic areas, are starting to question what's going on at the state level.
All right, State Representative Virgil Osborne again, the town hall tonight. Roseburg City Council chambers beginning at?
6 o'clock.
All right, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.